Well, it signifies what you said at the beginning, that there is absolutely no accountability in the media. Somebody can be as totally wrong as Bill Kristol was, including saying that people should stop worrying about Sunnis versus Shias because Iraq is a secular society. Remember, that's what he said in the lead up to the war. And yet, the New York Times sees fit to give him a regular column. You know, of course they should have conservative voices, but why have a completely discredited advocate? It's as though the so-called liberal media are suffering from self-loathing, and they feel they have to keep rewarding people who consistently got it wrong. It's the same thing when they have Richard Perle or Paul Wolfowitz give their opinions as to what we should do to get out of Iraq or to bring our Iraq adventure to a close. Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, when did they ever go through the redemption of saying, I was wrong, I'm sorry, that's how I see things now? I think if the journalists can go through that stage, then fine. They should be reintroduced into the circle of legitimate journalists. But before they do that, I don't think they should.